Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu vowed on Sunday his country would achieve victory after its military said it shot down almost all of the more than 300 drones and missiles launched by Iran the night before in a sharp escalation of the Middle East conflict, Reuters' Dianto reports.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu convened a war cabinet in Tel Aviv, according to his office. He later posted on social media, quote, "We intercepted, we repelled, together we shall win." Iran had vowed revenge after blaming Israel for a deadly strike on its consulate in Syria's capital Damascus in early April. Israel has neither confirmed nor denied responsibility for the attack. The Iranian mission to the United Nations confirmed Saturday's blitz was in response to the Damascus strike, adding that the matter can be deemed concluded. In a post on X, the mission also warned against further action by Israel and its allies.
That's Reuters correspondent Dianto. Former President Donald Trump held a rally in northeast Pennsylvania, an area President Joe Biden considers home turf. Trump's rally on Saturday at the Schnecksville Fire Hall in Lehigh County is his last one before his criminal hush money trial, which he called a Biden trial, begins Monday in New York.
They're all Biden trials, you know that, right? And I'm proud to do it for you. Have a good time watching. Have a good time watching. On Monday in New York City, I will be forced to sit fully gagged. I'm not allowed to talk. Can you believe it? They want to take away my constitutional right to talk.
This is Trump's third visit this year to the swing state that could decide who wins this year's presidential election. This is VOA News. Ukraine's military chief is warning that the battlefield state in the country's east has recently significantly worsened, with warmer temperatures allowing Russian forces to launch a fresh push along several stretches of the front line. AP correspondent Mimi Montgomery has more.
General Oleksandr Sirsky says Moscow has ramped up its assaults since President Putin extended his nearly quarter-century rule in a preordained election. According to Sirsky, Russian forces are actively attacking Ukrainian positions in three areas of the eastern Donetsk region. It comes as the war in Ukraine enters its third year and a vital U.S. aid package is stuck in Congress. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
A shooting in a Chicago neighborhood killed a little girl and left nearly a dozen others injured. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has the details.
Police say 11 people were shot outside a home where a family gathering was taking place on Chicago's South Side. An 8-year-old girl was struck in the head and she died. An 8-year-old boy and a 1-year-old baby were also among the injured. Police on the scene were applying tourniquets and using patches to seal people's chest wounds. Police officials say they think the shooting was likely gang-related and that the violence is unacceptable. Witnesses described a black car pulling up to the scene and shots being fired. I'm Jackie Quinn.
An Australian police officer and several bystanders have been held for their acts of bravery during a stabbing attack in a Sydney mall, which has left several people dead. Associated Press correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Screams of terror could be heard in a video taken by witness Rowan Anderson. His video showed people running and shrieking in panic in a Bondi Beach mall as a man with a bloodied knife aimlessly chased after random passers-by. A few seconds after the video was taken, the suspect, Joel Couchy, was shot and killed by emergency responder Inspector Amy Scott. Scott was lauded as a hero by many, including Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese.
The wonderful inspector who ran into danger by herself and removed the threat that was there to others.
The Premier also recognised the bravery of bystanders who put themselves in harm's way to help others, some of whom confronted the attacker. I'm Karen Shaman.
Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi has vowed to boost social spending, develop infrastructure and make India a global manufacturing hub as companies shift away from China. He unveiled his Hindu Nationalist Party's election strategy on Sunday, days before voting starts in India's national elections. In Washington, Nabil Diadio, VOA News.
Music now. VOA 1.